Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Yet another COVID ripple effect. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. As COVID surged back up last month, Americans scaled back shopping.
Retail sales for December, the expectation that was they were going to be flat, they came in negative 1.9%.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni, supply chain issues also considered a factor. Another key plan on the Biden agenda stalled at the Senate.
I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done.
The president met privately last night with two fellow Democrats who aren't going along with him. Joe Manchin, who blocked the massive social spending bill, and Kyrsten Sinema, who's refusing to support changing Senate rules to get around Republican opposition to election reform.
Eliminating the 60-vote threshold will simply guarantee that we lose a critical tool.
A Milwaukee police detective is said to be stable the morning after being shot, suffering life-threatening injuries trying to stop a robbery. In Los Angeles, four suspects expected in federal court today facing charges in the killing of an off-duty police officer earlier this week. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal is on the case live.
And Dave, the LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said he brought the case to the U.S. Attorney's Office, which has now charged three gang members and one of their girlfriends with violent crime and aid of racketeering, committing the murder of off-duty officer Fernando Arroyos during a robbery on behalf of their gang. Villanueva said the local district attorney no longer pursues sentencing enhancements.
If the district attorney, that's their prosecutorial stance, we have the freedom and the ability to apply and look for other sources of prosecution.
Arroyos was house hunting with his girlfriend in South LA when investigators say the defendants confronted him wanting the chains around his neck, Dave.
Jessica, tennis star Novak Djokovic will be detained again tomorrow in Australia ahead of a hearing Sunday that could lead to him being deported, not allowed to play in next week's Australian Open tournament. The unvaccinated star's visa was rejected again amid controversy over Djokovic's COVID medical exemption. America's listening to Fox News.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
This new year, you may be excited about a new device or focused on your New Year's resolutions. Make sure your new devices and your resolutions include protection. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you device security, a VPN for online privacy, and LifeLock identity theft protection to help keep you safe. No one can prevent all cybercrime or identity theft, but you can cheers to a cyber-safe new year with Norton 360 with LifeLock. Save 25% or more off your first year at norton.com/join.
Yet another launch from North Korea, firing two more missiles into the sea today, not long after calling a U.S. push for more nuclear sanctions provocative. Earlier this month, North Korea tested two other missiles, perhaps with advanced technology. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called that dangerous. In Iraq, there was a rocket attack near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. One hit and killed. In Wisconsin, it's back to court today for the man accused of attacking a Christmas parade.
Daryl Brooks heads to court in Waukesha County for a preliminary hearing on 76 charges, including six murder counts accused of plowing through crowds of innocent parade goers and participants. During the Waukesha Christmas parade in November, a child among the dead and dozens injured. Brooks has a criminal history dating back over 20 years and was controversially released from jail in neighboring Milwaukee County on low bail for other serious charges. Just days before the deadly attack that police and prosecutors say was intentional. They've yet to come up with a motive. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Well, they were a big story in the Christmas shopping season, coordinated robberies in stores, especially in California.
We've been hearing a lot about smash and grab robberies, and then there's this. Prosecutors have charged 29 suspects whom they say took part in a multi-state shoplifting ring involving more than $10 million in stolen merchandise. 25 of them are in custody. Prosecutors say the defendants stole mostly over-the-counter medications from pharmacies and other retailers in Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. Ring ringleaders would then arrange for the item sale on Amazon and eBay. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, news of falling retail sales could send stocks falling again like yesterday. Dow futures are down 300 points before this hour's opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Champaign teachers say they're being stretched thin. They're calling on district leaders to do something. Several teachers say they're experiencing severe burnout. They said they're not only doing their jobs of teaching, but they're having to do several other jobs around the school, giving up their lunch periods to help other classrooms. Three Champaign County women, one in her 20s, two in their 80s, have lost their lives to COVID. Latest deaths reported yesterday raises the countywide COVID death toll for the first 13 days of the new year to 13. And 241 since the pandemic began in early 2020. All Secretary of State departments, including driver services facilities, are resuming conducting in-person transactions January 24. Driver service facilities operating on a Tuesday-Saturday schedule will reopen January 25th. The drivers and vehicle services hotline phone number remains open. And that's what's happening. Have a great day. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim.
All right, thank you, Jim. We'll go to the weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
Offering swim lessons for all ages at the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center now through April. If you'd like to get in on this, just call 384-7665. Urbana Park District, you belong here. That's urbanaparks.org.
Now, how do we look for the weekend? Our meteorologist, Greg Solier. Yes, sir. How are we looking?
Well, my friend, kind of skirting all sorts of chaos to the west, to the south, and off to the southeast. Champaign split going on around here. And considering what's evolving here on the maps and charts in all directions except here, we'll certainly take it. The winter weather advisory is out there towards Peoria, down to Springfield and westward. Winter storm warnings at the Mississippi, and they extend all the way across the Dakotas. 5 to 10 inches there, 3 to 4 out towards the I-55 and the Illinois River corridor. We might get a dusting to a short inch around here. That storm system number one, the next to two, bring us just a couple of snow showers and flurries, but there's a lot of cold air in sight late next week, and boy, a snow and ice storm for the deep south, southeastern states, and up the eastern seaboard as well for next week. Back this way, the dense fog advisory till 9:31 at Willard and Savoy at the current time. We'll head towards an afternoon high today of about 36 degrees. Late this afternoon, a little light snow and some flurry activity breaks out, maybe even a mixture southwest of Champaign County to start. Light snow and flurry activity at times done, accumulations from a dusting to short inch here. You get out west towards the I-55 run, maybe a couple of two or three, and west from there on the overnight hours. Down to 21 for the low. Windy, colder for the day tomorrow. A couple of snowflakes in the morning, afternoon sun 27. Maybe a snow shower late Sunday at 29. We will pop in the 30s here briefly. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, each day brings a couple of snow showers and flurries in spots. Nothing widespread, no accumulation. But then cold air settles in next week at 22 on Thursday for the high. Teens next Friday with single-digit lows and maybe more action on the maps and charts to follow. After that, for Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row.
John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker.
Children are singing John Decker's theme song. Gentlemen, joining us from Madrid, Spain, he is Gray Television's White House correspondent. Gray, also the owner and producer of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. He probably even knows all the words. John Decker in Madrid. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Stevie? Thanks for having me on today.
Great having you. Sound great. Tell me what you're doing in Spain.
I'm giving a speech. I'm talking on Monday. It's an event that's sponsored by the American Chamber of Commerce in Spain and also a university here in Madrid. And I'm talking about the upcoming midterm elections, what that means for Americans, what that means for the rest of the country. And I'll probably make a forecast as well in terms of what I think is going to happen all the way ahead in November of this year, November the 8th. But I'll make my own forecast, you know. You pay a lot of attention to those forecasts, Stevie, because I'm pretty accurate. And so that's one of the reasons why they invite me here, because I've proven myself to be accurate time and time again.
I believe it was October 2016 when you said Donald Trump. Everyone went, what is he talking about?
Everyone went, you're right.
Yep. Okay, so I guess firstly, over here, while you're over there, man, what a week for Joe Biden. He goes to Atlanta, rallies the troops. He never had 50 votes. He never had 50. Then we got the whole vaccine mandate and the Supreme Court's allowing it for medical, but taking it down for private companies with 100 employees or more. No mandate for the vaccine.
That's right. That's right. Not a surprise. I mean, you and I spoke about this. What you asked me what the Supreme Court is going to do. I forecast exactly what the Supreme Court would do on both of those issues. Doesn't surprise me at all. And you're right. Terrible week. You probably played clips of the speech that Mitch McConnell gave on the Senate floor after President Biden gave that speech in Atlanta, Georgia. And I think the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell hit the nose right on the head. You know, just because you have a policy difference with the president doesn't mean you're a racist, which is what the president painted every Republican who opposes that voting rights bill out to be.
Yeah. Well, and again, even Dick Durbin said it might have gone a little too far when they had the Democrats doing that. Of course, Nancy Pelosi called it fabulous. She called it fabulous. But
she's not going to disagree with Joe Biden.
Tough week. Approval rating down to 33, 25% approval for Joe Biden with independents, 28% approval with Hispanics. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I think that has a lot to do with the fact that Joe Biden is pro-choice, and that just doesn't fly well with that demographic group. I think that's a good reason for that.
All right, John Decker, are they shutting down the press corps in the White House till you return? Because you're the one that makes the news when you ask Jen Psaki about the government making an N95 a mask that actually works based on the research. What did she say?
She essentially did not answer the question. She said, look, the CDC guidelines are this. And she read, you know, from the statement what the CDC guidelines were. But fortunately, the CDC was paying attention to that press briefing on Monday because, lo and behold, just hours after I asked that question, you had the CDC come out with a statement indicating that they're going to recommend that all Americans wear those better masks, the N95 or KN95 masks. And then you also had a statement from President Biden yesterday. Again, he's paying attention to what I'm asking in the press briefing because he announced that he'll make those better masks available free to every American who wants them. So I think that is good. That's, you know, taking advantage of question time in the briefing room and getting results, which is, I think, what every reporter should try to do.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I think we ought to just shut her down to your back because you're the guy getting stuff done in there with good questions. And then not to mention your investigation into the crash dummies and seatbelts, where now there's legislation passed where now we can study the woman in the driver's seat, which had never been done.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, so proud of that. That was part of it was an amendment inserted into the bipartisan infrastructure bill signed by President Biden. And so, yeah, there's an example where you're not just coming out with problems that exist, but you're finding answers or solutions to those problems. I think that's also a good thing that journalists can do, and that's what I strive to do every day.
Okay, so unless you buy me a ticket in Madrid, I'm going to miss the Monday speech. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're going to say regarding November 8th? Because I'm curious.
Well, sure. Let's take it's obviously all 435 seats are up for grabs in the U.S. House of Representatives. You have 34 seats which are up for grabs in the U.S. Senate. History tells us that the party out of power gains seats. The party out of power historically gains 26 seats in the House, 4 seats in the Senate. I don't think that Republicans will gain 4 seats in the Senate, but I do believe that the Republicans will win back control both the House and the Senate on November the 8th. And I'm making this prediction probably months and months and months before some of the other punditry out there makes their own predictions. That's how confident I am about that.
Well, you think what, the Republicans 51-49 or some such number in the Senate?
Yes, I do. It's going to be really close in the Senate. You know, Republicans have more seats to defend than Democrats. That's a big part of it. And, you know, beyond that, you know, you have Democrats competing in very safe seats. For instance, there's an open seat in Vermont. You know which way that's going to go. It's going to go to the Democrats. But there are also some open seats in Ohio and Pennsylvania. And I think to a certain extent, those states may determine who controls the U.S. Senate. You have Pat Toomey retiring in Pennsylvania. You have Rob Portman retiring in Ohio, and both those seats, I think, will be competitive come November. But and I can't predict what's going to happen because I don't know who the nominees are going to be in either of those either of those races.
What about House? How many numbers will the Republicans have, would you guess?
You know, it's a good question. And to me, anybody that answers that question is really guessing in the sense that unless you know all 435 races, and I do not, I admit that, you know, you're just throwing out a number. And I don't want to throw out a number. I do feel confident, though, in saying that that Leader McCarthy will become the next Speaker of the House. I have no doubt about that.
I bet $10 Nancy Pelosi's not in the House anymore. I think she'll step down and retire. Don't you think? Are you hearing tea leaves about that?
I agree with you. It's not fun being in the minority, and it's not fun when you go from being Speaker of the House to being the minority leader. Now, Nancy Pelosi has done that before. Let's not forget. I think she's getting up there in age, like we all are, but she's getting up there in age, and I don't think she wants to be in the minority to close out her political career.
Yep. Okay, John, I appreciate you. Anything to say on Djokovic? What a mess in Australia, man.
Yeah, that's a huge mess. Well, I'm glad you asked me about that. I think that the Prime Minister of Australia, whom I've met on many occasions, I have a great picture with Prime Minister Morrison. He said it. He said, rules are rules. You know, there are no special privileges for one set of people and another set of rules for another set. So Novak Djokovic didn't abide by the rules, and the consequences are he will likely be deported now and not be able to defend his title in Australia.
Well, why would you go if you knew that was probably, I mean, did you think you were all that and they would just excuse you because who you are? I don't get why he even went there.
I do think he was trying to, as they say, game the system. And he was essentially betting that public pressure would be such that the Australians would ultimately let him in and let him play. But he bet wrong. You know, you also have Prime Minister Morrison up for re-election in just a few months. And this was actually going to be a big issue if he allowed Novak Djokovic, believe it or not, a big issue in Australia if he allowed Novak Djokovic to play because of the tough quarantine rules that people have to go through, even Australians, when they come back to Australia traveling abroad.
Man. Okay. John, safe travels. I know you'll be a big hit Monday. Be back to the States to resume the journalism role when? Tuesday, Wednesday?
That's right.
Yeah?
Yep. I'll be back at work in the White House on Wednesday, and you and I will talk next Thursday as we always do. So I'll give you a full rundown, but also talk about all the things that we've talked about throughout the week.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you. Keep up your great work.
Thanks, Stevie. Have a great day.
You too. That's from Madrid, Spain this morning. John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent. Gray also the owner and producer of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. Well, Illinois plays Michigan tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I want to tell you about Busey and their issue of the Pillar. Fall issue is available now. And in the Busey Pillar, you can get it online. You can get a copy if you'd like. They partnered with Zelle. They talk about that. It's like a Venmo, if you know that. It's where you send money to people. Mm-hmm. They're honored to share the inspiring story of loss and hope of one Morris, Illinois widow. Her timeless crusade resulted in the creation of a foundation dedicated to continuing her husband's legacy. The digital age continues to expand fraudsters' reach as they seek new ways to access your personal information. You can learn about that. One most critical issue business must consider an outline, that's a word, outlining their future is how ownership will be passed. By making business succession arrangements early, owners can help ensure a smooth transition. All this in Busey Magazine's The Pillar, a great magazine, great resource for readers of all life stages, from financial insights to investment trends. You can get more from The Pillar. Go to Busey.com. And learn more from The Pillar and Busey Bank, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. A little more typical January setup of weather here for the next 24 hours or so. Actually, some snow in the air and perhaps on the ground in a dusting form or fashion here in the next 24 hours as well. Storm systems will be strong back to the west, down to the south, and off southeast of us, keeping us in the fringe area of any moisture. Seasonal temperatures early next week, and we're heading into the deep freeze and a snowier weather pattern late next week and beyond. In the meantime, the fog of the morning gives way to an afternoon of cloudy skies and some light solar flare activity breaking out. There may be a mixture to the west and south of Champaign to start. 36 the high with a pickup of the northeast wind. Light snow and flare activity at times for tonight. Accumulations probably a dusting or so. A coating here in town, an inch or two out near the I-55 corridor, low down to 21. Windy and colder for the day tomorrow. Morning snow flurries up to 27 for the high. We'll bottom out in the teens tomorrow night. Maybe a snow shower late in the day Sunday. Partly sunny up to 29. Into the 30s briefly for Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Pull back on shopping during the end of the holiday season. Retail sales declined 1.9% in December. Excluding autos, the decline was 2.7%. Automakers are still having a hard time getting enough cars to customers because of the shortage of chips and other parts. Economists were expecting a decline because holiday shopping started so early and also because retailers were dealing with supply chain issues and staffing shortages. Citigroup's quarter was stronger than forecast, even though it was weaker than a year ago. J.P. Morgan's earnings declined in the recent quarter, though for the full year, the big bank's profit rose to a record helped by investment banking and trading. And Wells Fargo's earnings topped forecasts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
For over 50 years, Blossom Basket Florist has served our area by providing beautiful flowers and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, celebrating any special occasion. They have a talented staff of floral designers that are available to help you choose the perfect floral arrangement. Visit them on Cunningham and Urbana or visit online at blossombasket.com.
The Blossom Basket Florist.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community while also shopping local. Our unique model creates opportunities for folks to get the food, clothing, and other resources their family needs through volunteering. This affirms their dignity, confirms the skills, gifts, and abilities they have, equipping and empowering them in the process. Our participants earn store credit for every hour they volunteer, whether it is a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a pair of shoes, or a warm winter coat. Our folks get what they need without the cost of their dignity. What our participants thank us for most is not the stuff they get, but for the opportunity to work, the opportunity to contribute. Regularly buying some of your groceries at Salt and Light Urbana will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop, donate, change lives. For details, more information, visit saltandlightministry.org.
All right, they do a great job over there.
And my son Aiden actually working over there.
Awesome.
And helps sort, and you know, he gets paid in Matchbox cars.
Well, that's a deal. Might find a treasure there.
You know, you get like a credit card of sorts, and you can spend it however you want in the store for your working hours. So
I bought a gift card. I'm surprised they have Matchbox cars there.
Yeah, they have a section of toys. They have a section of housewares. I mean, it's a great place to get rid of things and know that it's going to be repurposed and help somebody else down the way.
I bought a gift certificate, Salt and Light, for my mom.
Excellent.
That's her favorite shop.
It is. It's wonderful. Yeah. And I went over there and got some apples and beans.
Yeah, they got groceries.
I spent under $10. So good stuff at Salt and Light off Phila Road.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a Stever, an offer from Neverman Floor Artisans. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with them, they're in Tolono, 9 miles south on Route 45. They're terrific at what they do. High level and they're going to sit with you. It's very customer service oriented, and you're going to really like working with the good people there at Neverman. So the offer is I'm giving out $500 to somebody who's got at least a $1,000 project. So if you have a $1,200 project, all of a sudden that it's a $700, you know, it's a big hit.
Right.
Really good. If you can find another $500 bill out there for this, you let me know.
Right.
Because I, outside a fistful of dollars, I don't know what there's there. Come on.
Brian Neverman has been at this for so long, too. So he is a great person to get that design and consultation in with. Sierra is super friendly. The whole staff at Neverman Floor Artisans, it's only about 9 miles south of Champaign.
Yep,
on Neal Street.
45. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So to be in the hunt for this $500 bill, which you told me was who's on the face if we were to go buy one at a collector shop.
Oh, man, now I forgot.
I don't remember. Wayne McKinley? I think it was Wayne McKinley.
Right.
Anyway, I'll give you $500 if you spend $1,000. You just text in Neverman, 217-359-2255, 217-359-2255. If you want to be considered for the Stever offer, the program where I give you my money, and you keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball tonight, 8 o'clock tip. It's Illinois taking on Michigan. Michigan's a team that, there was some controversy last year because
right.
they were 14 and whatever. We were 16 and whatever. I think they were 14 and 3. We were 16 and 4. We played them all.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't. They didn't make up some of the games. So, thus, the Big Ten in their wisdom said no co-championship, which I guess would have been a little fairer than that.
Right.
Well, anyway, Coleman Hawkins thinks it should be another banner.
Last year, it didn't hit me until, you know, we didn't get to play them right away and they had to reschedule some games. But definitely now, there's definitely a hatred as I feel like we should have another Big Ten banner hanging on our rafters, but it's not there. But I definitely, you know, with the way they talk on social media, the way our fans talk about them, I definitely feel a strong hatred and rivalry between them.
There's no doubt. There's a real, you know, and then when Hunter Dickinson said, ask everybody, and you can quote me, nobody likes Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Frazier.
I kind of like that. I'm glad no one likes us. I'm glad that, you know, people hate, you know, playing against us. You know, it shows, you know, how, you know, good of a program we are. You know, we've turned, you know, the ropes. Like I said, Coach Underwood has done an unbelievable job, you know, changing this program. We play at a high level every night, and it's fun, you know, playing out there in front of, you know, fans every night.
A team that is extremely talented. They have very, very good players. And, you know, everything starts with Hunter, you know, a guy that is I think was an second-team All-American last year, very impactful in terms of what he can do passing. He's playing a little more out on the perimeter this year. But, you know, and this team has got great size, you know, so they're a team that's, you know, when they've been, they concern me on the glass, you know, they're a team that likes to play fast. Again, they get good opportunities, they get threes in transition, and we've got to be dialed in to all of that. But, you know, it's Illinois, Michigan, it's two good basketball teams and should be fun tomorrow night.
All right. He talked to the media yesterday. And then what's the hardest thing about playing a team coming off COVID? We don't know who had it. We don't know if they practiced. We don't know anything.
The unknown. You know, I think that, you know, that works both ways. You know, you're not sure who's had it, who hasn't, how they've practiced. I'm sure we had a couple of days of practice, but I'm expecting a full team, and we're going to get Michigan's best shot, and I'm not going to look at it any other way.
Yeah, I would expect that. I mean, we came off of our COVID stuff and went to Minneapolis, and actually played amazing. And then I didn't think we played very good against Maryland. Didn't think we played very good against Nebraska. I mean, so there's an effect, but Michigan could come out and make all their shots. It's impossible to predict. So I wouldn't count on anything except energy. I think the place is sold out tonight at State Farm, 8 o'clock. I think we'll have a lot of energy.
Yes.
Not just because it's a Friday night, 8 o'clock game, but it is Michigan. And then we're going to have to regather no matter what happens tonight and really, really focus on probably, if not the best team in the Big Ten, right there with us is Purdue. They're really good.
That's right.
Really good.
And, of course, they're ranked number 7 right now. We're number 25. That game, 11 a.m. on Monday.
And I'm understanding all the tickets are sold. It should be a raucous crowd. I think the students, I know they're not starting school yet, but maybe they come back a little early for that guy. We need your energy down
That's
there.
That's right.
Kids, we need you.
Exactly.
And we'll take on Purdue Monday.
Our sixth man with the orange crush.
You betcha. All right. Again, big weekend for the Fighting Illini. 8 o'clock tonight is the start time. Doors, I think, open at 6:30.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
I'm Chris Foster. Millions of healthcare workers are required to get at least a first coronavirus vaccine dose by January 27th under a federal mandate approved by the Supreme Court. The court ruled 6-3 against allowing a wider mandate for employees of large businesses.
The president issuing a statement of disappointment, asking businesses to just do it on their own, saying, "I call on business leaders to immediately join those who have already stepped up and institute vaccination requirements to protect their workers, customers, and communities."
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Monthly child tax credits that would have been paid tomorrow are instead expiring.
More than 36 million families had gotten the child tax credit in December, part of President Biden's nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. Efforts to extend it tanked in Congress. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin objected to it, concerned the money would discourage people from working.
Fox's Joe Mato. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Urbana police said a man killed Wednesday night as he was likely driving for a ride sharing company at the time. They arrested two teens in connection to his death. The man identified as 29-year-old Christian Philpotts. It was determined he'd been shot once in the back. All Secretary of State departments, including driver service facilities, are resuming conducting in-person transactions January 24. Driver services facilities operating on a Tuesday-Saturday schedule, reopening on January 25th. The drivers and vehicle services hotline phone numbers remain open. Champaign School District parents sounding off on social media. That's after they heard about a proposal to extend the school day for elementary students. They say students and teachers are burnt out, that it lessens family time, and is physically and mentally unhealthy. Right now there's a petition going around trying to bring an end to that proposal. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Good everyone, let's check weather for Champaign Urbana, East Central Illinois, and vicinity. A little more active weather pattern, January style, shaping up here in the coming days. Storm systems will be gathering strength to the west, to the south, and off southeast of Champaign and East Central Illinois. Good news, that'll keep us in the fringe area of moisture, including for the day-to-day, with some light snow and floor activity breaking out at the onset. There may be a little mixed freezing rain and sleet. That'll be west and south of Champaign, and primarily late this afternoon. Up to 36 with the fog in the morning, giving way to a cloudy sky and a brisk northeast wind. Light snow and flare activity for tonight. And there may be even a couple of slick spots accumulations. Probably a dusting or so here in town. An inch or two as you get out west towards I-55. Low down to 21. Windy, colder for the day tomorrow. Some morning flurries, but afternoon sun with a brisk northeast wind. The high near 27. Down to the teens tomorrow night. Maybe a snow shower late in the day on Sunday up to 29. A couple of more snow showers and flurries Monday, Tuesday. Highs in the 30s. Colder days to follow. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-Wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-Wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
How
did you get into law enforcement, Jerry? And where are you from? Give me some background for the Champaign police officer.
I am from Hopkins Park, Illinois. It's about 15 miles southeast of Kankakee. Went to St. Anne High School and then Eastern Illinois University. I majored in sociology, minored in criminology and business administration. Mm. And after my internship, I started at the Champaign County Sheriff's Office, where I worked as a correction officer before I applied to be a police officer with Champaign Police.
So you say your family has been about serving?
I've had so many different people in my family. My mom, she works with the mentally disabled. I have uncles who are firefighters, fire chief. My cousin's the chief of police in Bloomington. I could go on. My brother was a Champaign police officer before he decided to leave. It runs pretty deep in the family.
All right, so you want to help people?
We all tend to try to make people's lives better.
Uh-huh. It's great to meet you, Jerry, and I thank you for what you're doing. Jerrion Broadnax, Champaign police officer. Great to talk to you, and thank you again for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. All right, so politically, this week, I'm not going to get the voter thing passed that the Democrats wanted. It was, in my opinion, federal takeover of voting. And essentially, when they're saying you don't have to verify signatures when you do mail-in voting, I'm against all that. I think voter ID, I think all that stuff. All I'm asking is to verify, make sure that it's a good vote. That's all. And so the filibuster, they said, well, the filibuster is this, the process in the Senate that must have 60 votes out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a 50-50 Senate with 50 Democrats, 50 Republicans. And so they wanted to say, we're going to end the filibuster, meaning we only need 50. And if we get all Democrats, and then our vice president will break the tie as a vice president would do in a tied Senate. But the problem is, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema were never for ending the, because think about it, you break that and then the Republicans get control and then they do that. And you go, whoa, then they'll run over. I mean, right. It's whoever's in power. And so it's not a new thing. It's just that Sinema and Manchin didn't flip. Here's what the Democrats have said in the last 3 years. And you got Chuck Schumer in there. You got Joe Biden in there. You got a Cory Booker, Dick Durbin. I mean, listen to what they say about now what they want to do. These are Democrats.
They want to make this country into a banana republic where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of it.
I'm committed to never voting to change the legislative filibuster.
That would be the end of the Senate.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You cannot change the rules in the middle of the game because you do not like the outcome.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
Okay, so that's what they said. So it's not, oh, these racist Republicans. These are Democrats like 3 years ago. And in some cases, I think Joe Biden was like last year when he's running. What did you expect? Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema just didn't flip.
Right.
So what really hurts them is the fact that there's so much video out there now. And so all you got to do is go, well, I'll just play what you just said.
You're right.
I'll just go back to what you just said.
Right.
So what is true? What do we got here? And again, the Supreme Court saying no mandatory vaccines for private companies with 100 or more employees doesn't mean the private companies aren't going to say mandatory. They can do that. And the White House hopes they will. But just again, as I've said 100 times, I'm okay with vaccines, but I'm not for a mandate because of the precedent it could set with government control and government intervention into your life. I don't think you want that. Under any conditions, you want the government to come in and say, hey, here, I got a little cough medicine for you. Well, what's in it? Open your mouth. Whoa, what do you mean? No, it's an emergency. Open your mouth. Right? Oh, you're just exaggerating. No, that's actually the steps you take to get to that. You got to protect what you got, or if you, it's a slippery slope. Why do you think the NRA never wants to give up a ground on anything? I don't know why we need machine guns, right? But if you do that, then they're going to do that. Then it's a slippery slope is what they always say. So in the case of government telling you what to do, I mean, yikes. I mean, government tells us a lot now anyway. We don't want to go there. We want individual liberties and freedoms. And again, I'm pro-vaccine. I'm vaccinated. But I don't think it should be mandatory. I think a person should be respected for whatever ideas they have. I mean, you're free to do that. You're free to be stupid. You're free to be ignorant. You're free to be smart. You're free to be all those things. But you sure shouldn't castigate and cast aspersions on people who have a different opinion than you. Their opinion might be right. You might be wrong. You got to consider that. You don't have all the answers. Nobody does. God. God has all the answers. That's it. Defer. Defer to divine intervention. More of that, the healthier we're going to get. You know how many people are searching right now? Spinning wheels, rubbing hands together, freaking out, thinking crazy things because they've been alone so long. Mm-hmm. It isn't healthy. We got to get this ship going again. We got to move. We got to understand the risks. We got treatments, got vaccines, you got boosters, you got everything you need to keep going. Now we need to keep going. Now we need to just move forward. There's gonna be another variant. Stand by.
Right.
And just keep in mind, who do you think wants Donald Trump to run? Who do you think wants some sort of story to scare us? Three letters, CNN. Do you realize CNN's ratings? Did you see that? Do you know what CNN's ratings are?
No.
They went from 2.7 million a year ago watching that channel to 500,000. Mm. That's down 90%. How many people would have a job in media if their ratings go down 90%?
Right.
Like nobody. So that is a disaster. They've got to have the villain. They got to have Trump back. They get Trump back, they'll go back to 2.7 million, maybe 2.8. Right? Because the whole thing is based on, you got to get under your table now. Fear, anxiety. It's all driven, and it's about money. It's about money.
Right.
They got to be relevant again, so they got to have the next disaster to freak you out. What else can they say to scare you? What else can they say to scare you? So it's a real problem getting accurate information in 2022. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. Because mm-hmm. you hear something, you go, well, I'm not sure. And when people say it, it's true.
Well, and you see so much on social media and through online sites, and it's just renegade the way the media handles things these days.
You need the difference between facts and advocacy. If you have a point of view, that's fine. You're allowed to give that point of view. But if it's presented as factual, which is what the media got into, they got into advocacy. And then we're out here going, well, is that true? Have you heard that it's dangerous for women to get a vaccine if they want to have a baby? Tom Pleura says there's no study that suggests that. But there's, maybe, I mean, you're right. I mean, so if there's any, you don't want to do it.
I mean, we really just don't know.
First of all, if you want to be really candid, we're not going to know what this vaccine did for 5 years.
Yep.
We're really not. It takes a long time to really know what the long term, right? I've been for it because I didn't think the country could deal with it. I don't think we can survive with a mental illness. I'm serious. I think it's that bad. So I said, well, do something. Then we have hope. Then we move forward. Then we get the shots. Then we're going to. And it's clearly showed that it's lessened the severity of it. The vaccine has helped in that regard. Vaccine isn't going to do squat for you with Omicron. But fortunately, that's a cold or nothing very serious for the most part. But it's challenging. And the challenge, again, is determining what's facts, what's not facts. And it's hard to read all the studies. And again, the studies are only a year old. We're just learning about all this.
CU PhD reporting that 63% of our eligible population has been fully vaccinated.
That's Champaign Public Health. Okay, 63% fully vaccinated. All right. It's 8:43. Let me get you some sports headlines before we get out of here. Coming up.
I'm Demonte Williams. When it comes to hustling on the court, that's easy. You know what else is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care.
That's right, Demonte. When you need care for minor illnesses and injuries that's easy to get when and where you need it, OSF On-Call Urgent Care is your MVP. Walk in 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, even holidays, or connect with a virtual visit 24/7, 365 days a year. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When you're always on the go, you feel good. Being dressed ready to show where your unique style shines and where you feel absolutely fabulous. But where do you get such amazing finds? Why, at Prairie Gardens, of course. Many new styles you'll like at prices you'll love, with a selection that changes to keep up with your style. So dress to impress with your style anew, only at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and a boutique as unique as you.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headline.
Might want to consider that shuttle from Pia's to drop you off at the front door, 1609 West Springfield Avenue. They have great food and drink specials and raffles going off and prizes handed out. It's a fun place not only today, late in the afternoon into the evening, but on Monday morning before the Illinois-Purdue game tips off at 11 a.m. So keep that in mind. Both games sold out from what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Number 25, Illini, taking on Michigan, 7-6 on the season with an 8 o'clock tip tonight. We are 12-3. Now, Nebraska is at Purdue for the 5:30 game in the Big Ten, in case you'd like to get to Pia's a little early and watch that. Now, yesterday, we had number 13, Wisconsin, over number 16, Ohio State, 78-68, and Iowa over Indiana, 83-79. One of the upsets in top 25 AP college basketball poll was the Oregon over number 3 UCLA overtime win, 84-81. In NBA action, Golden State was beat by the Milwaukee Bucks, 118-99. Phoenix is at Indianapolis to face the Pacers tonight. Golden State will take on the Bulls at 6:30, and the Bulls have this 10-day deal with Malcolm Hill.
How about that?
So we have two Illini as he fills the spot that Derek Jones, has some health and safety protocols from what I understand.
Well, I think he jammed his knee.
Oh, gotcha.
It's
an actual injury. Then,
yeah, the Nets
Derek.
Game, I think I watched the play. It was like, eeh.
Ooh, boy.
So I don't know what's up, but I think he's out a bit.
Malcolm had 3 games with the Atlanta Hawks before he entered health and safety protocols. Oh. He had 46 minutes, 17 points, and 6 rebounds, along with 4 steals. The Belleville native.
He had a 10-day contract on play 3?
That's right.
Wow.
So he had played in the Philippines and Germany and Jerusalem before. But good to see Malcolm Hill at least on the roster for the Bulls for the next 10 days.
You bet.
NFL action is coming. We'll have the Raiders in Cincinnati at 3:30 tomorrow. New England's at Buffalo at 7:15 on Saturday night. On Sunday, we have the Eagles in Tampa Bay, San Francisco at Dallas, and then wrapping up Sunday evening with Pittsburgh at Kansas City. On Monday, you'll have the Arizona at L.A. NHL action had the Blackhawks over Montreal in overtime 3-2. St. Louis beat Seattle 2-1. And also trending is the Houston Texans have fired their coach, David Culley, and their offensive coordinator, Tim Kelly. So Houston Texans were 4-13. In David Culley's first season.
That's not very long to build a program.
Right.
Man.
And Australian Open with Novak Djokovic really causing some trouble. And is his visa going to be revoked and all this other stuff? We'll just see how it plays out. The Australian Open is supposed to start this weekend.
Yep. We'll see what happens. But John Decker said, who knows tennis, said he's trying to game the system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling Johnny that the Bears did play 14 games in 1961. We were talking about Mike Ditka still has the record, the rookie, terrific rookie from Atlanta.
Right.
Kyle Pitts had 17 games to break the record and still came up like 45, 50 yards short.
Good.
So coach still has that record, but we were figuring out that Mike Ditka was given, if you extrapolate what he was paid in 1961, coach got about $210 a catch.
Okay.
Kyle Pitts got $120,994 a catch.
Wow.
$120,000 a catch. Not bad.
That's crazy.
I like to think of...
And the game difference. I know for a while, Dick had said maybe it was a dozen games, but you're saying 14.
It's 14. And yeah, he couldn't remember and I couldn't remember. Okay. Nobody. Who's going to know how many games he played in 19?
Well, and the fact is, Kyle would have 17.
That's
so
a lot.
There should
different.
Be an asterisk
no,
on that record.
No, that's right. Trent Frazier on not being liked, according to Hunter Dickinson from Michigan. And Illinois, just ask everybody. Nobody likes Illinois.
I kind of like that. I'm glad no one likes us. I'm glad that, you know, people hate, you know, playing against us. You know, it shows, you know, how, you know, good of a program we are. You know, we've turned, you know, the ropes. Like I said, Coach Underwood has done an unbelievable job, you know, changing this program. We play at a high level every night, and it's fun, you know, playing out there in front of, you know, fans every night.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty lively tonight. 8 o'clock at night, full house. Michigan. I don't think we need any more than that.
Yeah, baby.
And it kind of covers
Go
it all.
Illini.
Yep.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. A little more typical January setup of weather here for the next 24 hours or so. Actually, some snow in the air and perhaps on the ground in a dusting form or fashion here in the next 24 hours as well. Storm systems will be strong back to the west, down to the south, and off southeast of us, keeping us in the fringe area of any moisture. Seasonal temperatures early next week, and we're heading into the deep freeze and a snowier weather pattern late next week and beyond. In the meantime, the fog of the morning gives way to an afternoon of cloudy skies and some light solar flare activity breaking out. There may be a mixture to the west and south of Champaign to start. 36 the high with a pickup of the northeast wind. Light snow and flare activity at times for tonight. Accumulations probably a dusting or so. A coating here in town an inch or two out near the I-55 corridor, low down to 21. Windy, colder for the day tomorrow. Morning snow flurries up to 27 for the high. We'll bottom out in the teens tomorrow night. Maybe a snow shower late in the day Sunday. Partly sunny up to 29, into the 30s briefly for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com. When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
All righty. We will be broadcasting with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from South Carolina next week. I'll be on there just like normal
right.
with our floating, rotating studios that we can take anywhere. We'll be on normal show coming up next week with a bunch of great Stevers. I think Monday's Jets Pizza Catering.
Excellent.
Who doesn't want that?
And so many people too busy over the holidays. And if you have an employee appreciation party to get into this new year, that works.
Yeah, it's. I'm going to give out catering to your office, like $250. That buys a lot of Jets.
Yeah. Or maybe you're going to have, you know, a Super Bowl or playoff gathering or something like that. That would be awesome for to line well, that
there,
up.
There you go. I guess, yeah, do that. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Super Bowl's not until February.
February 13th. But you can get things lined up at least. Well, it'd work.
Sure. Well, it'll be Monday. And this is, again, a program where I hand you money today from Neverman Floor Artisans. If you got a $1,000 minimum project with carpeting, tile, wood floors, whatever you're thinking.
Yeah, you might be looking in this new year of your space and want that upgrade. And starting with the floors can really make the room look a lot better.
Giving out $500 for a minimum spend of $1,000. If you're interested, text in Neverman to 217-359-2255. All right, the doors, I think, open at 6:30 tonight for 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And I think you got to show proof of vaccination.
Or negative COVID test.
Negative COVID test. Got to wear the mask.
That's right.
All of that. But again, we got there last game an hour early. I didn't mind watching the guys warm up. I think it's kind of fun.
That's right.
And then you're in, you're secure, you're parked, you're all good.
Uh-huh.
Get something to eat if you want.
Kind of two waves of security. The first one is that vax card or COVID test or and your ID. Have it out and ready.
I didn't
and
ask me next... for my ID, but I had it ready.
Okay.
Have it ready.
Yeah.
It because again, you're thinking about 16,500 people.
Mike, I wanted to see them both.
Okay, depends on what door you go in.
On the east side,
yeah, right. Never know.
So, in any case, go Illini and keep in mind P is if you'd like to do that too. That's always a fun way to celebrate with fans. A shout out to Unity Rockets. Had fun at senior night yesterday, announcing the 8 seniors and
girls basketball.
Right? Exactly, yep. And had fun in that game against the Rantoul Eagles, seeing them in action.
Did they win?
I don't know because I stepped out after my announcement.
She got her work done and had places to go
exactly.
And people to see.
But probably so.
Right, I'm sure they're good.
Exactly.
Anyway, again, have a great weekend. We'll be talking to you live Monday from South Carolina where it'll be a little warmer, but Greg said snow flurries may be there too.
Yeah, and then next week at this time, I'll be down in Lafayette, Louisiana, New Orleans, and enjoying Cajun country with some old friends.
That's fun.
I spent most of the 90s down in Louisiana.
Well, that's fun.
Looking forward to that. And riding the train, the city of New Orleans on
fun.
Wednesday night into Thursday to arrive in New Orleans.
Awesome.
So looking forward to that. Well, enjoy the trip, Stevie.
Thank
relax
you.
And unwind.
Talk to you Monday.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank
go
you
line
well. Thank you. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We appreciate you greatly listening. Don't forget the boys this afternoon, 4 to 6 on the drive. Lontane, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. I'm Stevie J. Meet you Monday on the radio between 7 and 9. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Merle Norman has a special skincare treat waiting just for you. Shop now and receive a 4-piece set, perfect for reviving all skin types. Your gift with purchase includes a trial size energizing concentrate, Skintelligent cleanser, toner, and moisturizer. Don't miss out on these hydration heroes. Available now while supplies last at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road. Your gift is free with the purchase of 2 or more Merle Norman cosmetic products. Cosmetics accessories not included. Offer available now while supplies last at participating Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios. Limit 1 per customer.
The next time you're out and around, why don't you stop into Pards in Urbana? Quality and service, that's your motto. And they have so much more than Western gear. A huge selection of jewelry, Breyer collectible toys, gift cards, and the best boots you can buy anywhere. They feature an enormous collection of jeans, shirts, outerwear, belts, and hats. Pards is so much more than just a Western shop. Stop in and see it for yourself, just off University Avenue or online at Pards.com.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit KelseyFurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
stop.
A hero who risked everything for us all, stood up against tyranny, protected our country, and built a legacy that should never be forgotten. And now, you have it all expertly framed to remember forever. Trust the framing experts at Prairie Gardens. That's why there's no wimpy frames here. Every custom frame is designed with you and comes with a lifetime guarantee. For the moments that matter, like your hero, trust the framing experts at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, boutique, and your custom framing experts.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton, and we've got some great news to share. Bump your flavors up a notch with our barbecue sauces, rub, and hot pickles. Pop by for some of the best brisket around, the juiciest smoked turkey you've ever had. Enjoy some ice-cold local beers and check out our famous Paxton Punch made with real Tennessee moonshine. Order online at humblehogbbq.com or pick them up at our restaurant in Paxton.
Could you imagine sleeping outside in the winter cold in central Illinois? Hi, Rob Dahlhaus here with See You at Home, and this is a reality for so many of our friends without an address. Coming up on Friday, February 4th, we will host our annual One Winter Night community awareness event where we seek to raise anywhere between 50 and 66% of our annual budget. We know we could not do what we do without your incredible support, and I encourage you now through February 4th and even 2 weeks after the event, please visit seeyouathome.us and give your best gift today.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 90.